from.
Yes, guys, you're on 95 BFM with Liv, and I'm very excited to have in the studio my bro, Shesky.
Yo, what's happening? Sachi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. We got the fucking giggles out here.
We do have the giggles.
Yo, guys, what's cracking? My name's Shesky. I'm a rapper, producer.
Yeah.
East Coast, Gizzy.
Yeah.
West Navs.
Yeah.
And I'm here on the air with the bro, Liv. Welcome on the show.
Welcome. Shout out to Gizzy. Shout out Ngāti Porou.
Ngāti Porou.
Yeah.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out. Did I tell you that your mum came into work the other night and I was serving her Prosecco?
What?
Yeah.
Main?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like my mum drinking Prosecco, but all good.
Lorna and her friend Christine.
Oh, snap. Okay, so you waited for my auntie as well.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. I forgot to tell you that, but yeah.
All good. Yeah, my mum said what up, actually. She did send me a text.
And then she was like, Liv, you got to come to Gizzy. I was like, babes, I'm already on the way. After the shit, straight to Te Taira.
Christine would definitely get a Prosecco. Also, really quick, if my Uber driver that dropped me off here is still listening to the air, what up, bro?
What up, G?
Can you please come pick me up in a bit as well?
Get your own ride. Yeah, but I'm really excited to have you here, bro. And we worked together at UFA, but it was such a blessing to hear about music and how that is like your main kind of kaupapa in life. And you've got a lot going on at the moment with your music stuff, and I just wanted to talk to you about that. But also just wanted to ask you first, like, how long have you been making music for?
Since like day dot.
Day
really.
Dot. Straight yeah, out yeah, yeah. Lana's womb.
For real, yeah.
On the bloody Ableton.
Literally, like, my dad's been playing drums since 1973.
Yeah.
So, there's literally photos of me, like, in nappies with drumsticks. Aww. Like, just having a jam. So drums was kind of like my introduction to the full to like the whole shit.
Yeah.
And then I probably started like rapping when I was like, 13 maybe.
Yeah,
not really, but like, just I don't know, wanting to be like Eminem as every 13-year-old does. And my brother, who had produced for like Razor Beezer, Mellow Downs, a few of the other like big homies, I remember being like kind of around that age, and he was like, bro, you should start making beats. And I'm like, oh, I am making beats on like, I don't know, whatever, like, free online thing, that not BandLab, whatever's like the budget Temu version of BandLab. And then my bro was like,
Microsoft Paint version.
Yeah, for real.
That's where it starts. It's a good place to start.
And then my bro was like, you got to start really making beats. So when I was like 15, got a copy of Ableton. Shout out my bro Max Grazita for the free PC on that one.
Yeah, shout out Max.
And then just keep going.
That's amazing, G. And you've got some really cool stuff coming up. You've got something called Sunday Sessions. Do you wanna give us a little bit about that?
Sunday Sessions is a thing that my homeboy Benjamin's running, who's a rapper I've been working with a lot lately.
Yeah. And where is it happening?
So it's happening at Nami Bar in Ponsonby this Sunday.
Yeah.
My set is at 6 PM, but I think we're starting at around like 4 or 5 PM.
Cool.
So it's me, my bro Times, and then my homeboy Benjamin. Playing on the MC front, and then we got some dope DJs opening up as well.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's gonna be lit. Come through.
Yeah, and you'll be doing some of your music you've already released or some new stuff.
A little bit of both.
Ah!
Yeah, you're finna get that unreleased.
Yeah,
shit.
And then talking about unreleased shit, you've got music coming out.
Next year. Yep. Yeah. So early next year, I got this joint called Don't Change dropping. Anyone who came to the Bridge the Gap show, you would have heard that, which is actually ironically enough last time I was here promoting Bridge the Gap. So played that joint, which at the time was like the unreleased thing, but now people know about it. So
That is so freaking exciting. When is that going to be out in the
that's a good question. I was supposed to drop 2 weeks ago, and then and then I was like, oh fuck, this actually isn't done yet.
That's so funny.
But I swear it's on ways, though.
It's on its way. And hey, good things take time, Toby.
For real.
Good things take time, and you'll get there. Is it like an EP?
Nah, it's just a single, but speaking of EPs, I feel like I should give a shout out to my homegirl, AK on Mads.
Yes, AK on Mads, and we love you.
And we'll leave it at that. I can't say anything more regarding that.
Okay, guys.
You're hearing exclusive shit on BFM this morning.
Madeline.
Yeah, amazing artist. And how are you feeling about releasing new music? Because that's like, it's
fucking
such
excited,
a, yeah,
dude.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Mad excited. I don't know. Like, it's always been like a super like surreal kind of thing to actually put a product out in the world like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's a pretty vulnerable thing to do as well.
For
eh?
Sure. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just digging it more and more and sharpening my sword as an artist.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm trying to really get back on the production grind because I kind of just been rapping this year. But
yeah, you want to get more into the producing side of things. Yeah.
Yeah, it almost like for me, it kind of alternates every like 9 months or swap from like just like by coincidence, I just switch from production to raps and like just lock in on one of those things.
I love that so much.
Word.
And like that's, I think it's so normal to like put energy into one thing and then come back to the other thing and. You switch between the both.
I'm like super unmedicated ADHD as well, so
I think that's why we vibe so much, because we're both
absolutely
unmedicated ADHD.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like come back. Well, first time I kind of met Toby, he was chopping carrots in the back of the dish pit at Uber. I was like, can I just have a carrot, G?
And then when still to this day
come back, I'm like, can I have some carrots, bro? Anyway, and you've got a very special summer.
Yo.
Summer coming up.
Home one, R&V.
R&V.
We on.
When you told me about this at work, I was like, what the fuck? Why isn't the world stopping around us? Shasky's playing at frickin' R&V, guys.
Yeah. I feel like, shout out to the bros, Aiden Fine, Jamil Sabda, Montel 2099, the homies.
Yeah, the homies.
Yo. Yeah, so excited for that. So December 30th, 4 p.m. on Garden Stage. If you're around R&V, come through.
December 30th, Garden Stage. What time?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yes, sir.
You got to get there, guys. Should I get there now just to get prepared?
Yeah, come drink some Prosecco with my mum.
I would actually love that. Do you reckon mum's going to come and watch?
Hopefully. Dad is. Yeah, dad's coming over from Sydney to come watch, which would be dope.
Holy hecker.
That man.
And like, this is your first kind of big festival performance?
Yeah, it was real full circle because like initially, sorry, how would I even like say this for years I had always said like the first time that I wanted to go to R&V I'd be playing there.
Yeah,
so I've never been to any major music festival.
Wow.
I'm 20 years old, been doing music since I was like 16, and I've never been to a fucking music festival.
Yeah,
so yeah, super like full circle.
Yeah,
grateful type shit.
Yeah. Head to head. And to do like be doing that at home is really special.
Yeah, word. I mean, like my childhood home where I spent like the first like 16 years of my life is literally on like the other side of the hill from R&V.
Oh.
I did piano lessons when I was 8 years old, like 100 meters up the road from the estate. So
oh my god, that's incredible. And
for
so
real.
Awesome, you just bloody go home, have a good night's sleep, come back to the festival.
Straight up. I'm gonna be showering, I'm gonna be in a bed.
All you freaking losers at the festival in your freaking dirty, ugly clothes.
Except on the 31st, y'all are definitely going to find me on Ormond Road, just probably chewing my face off. Can I say that?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. And we got a song of yours to play now. Can you tell us about this song?
Serbia? That's
Serbia,
what I said?
Oi.
Yeah, cool. This is a song that I dropped. When would it have been? Like midway through last year, for my shorty who was overseas at the time. She was actually in, it was her birthday. So yeah, this would have dropped June 17th.
It says 2024, I can't see the date.
Anyways, it dropped on my girl's birthday last year, and she was in a small town in Italy at the time. So yeah, I released that as a little overseas birthday present for her.
Oh, for God's sake, Toby, shut up. Yeah. That's...
Also, production by my brother, sidebar. Yeah, my brother Shask made the beat.
I'm actually going to lose my mind. Thanks for coming up, bro.
Thank you for having me.
I forgot about this interview.
My G, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure being back on the show.
Yeah, this is Serbia by Shasky. Make sure you check him out at R&V this year. And Sunday sessions this Sunday at Nami Bar on Ponsonby Road. Chico.
That's us. Later, cuz.
Nowadays, we don't even share the same sky. Two sides of the same planet don't feel right. Feel like there's something missing from my day-to-day life. I'm missing seeing you sitting up under daylight. eyes glow brighter than those sun rays. Time moves slower, 6 months in the shade sky. Seems a lot darker since the day that you left. Miss beaches with no clouds, just those for my breath. Wish I was laying on the sand with your head on my chest when the weather was blue. And now I wake up in the morning like the fuck do I do? Cause every time you walked in, you were the finest in the room. And after what I've been through, I swear you only get the truth. Nothing less from my west side shorty with this red wine pouring. This my best life, surely. If you're ever feeling low, just remember you can call me. In your time, I'll be right by your side. Sing it your time. If you're like, I'll be right by your side. Sing it your time. But till then, we'll hold on, I'll keep writing you songs. Please promise me that you won't be too long. Until then, we'll hold on, I'll keep writing you songs. Please promise me that you won't be too long. We were splitting 50s way before you were sitting in Sicily. I seen you in my dreams and prayed it ain't an epiphany. I've been practicing my patience more and you're worth waiting for. From concrete car parks all the way to your front porch. Missing kissing in the elevator, cover up the cameras, argue with security guards later. Now all 12 stories down feels like a cage, just waiting and waiting like you were when we first met. You were sitting at the station, I was nervous, hands shaking. Gotta say, if this is my fate, then I can't complain. There's worse ways to spend the days than sitting with my love underneath the Italian sun rays. But till then, we just gotta keep it steady, keep it going. You know I still got you, always with you. Good things worth waiting for. Yeah, that sounds good.